This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show Tuesday morning. You know what? I always feel bad for Skip. I don't know who it is or who it was, but, you know, consistently being called out every hour on the show. Skip, I feel bad for you, buddy. Scott Bertram here. You might have heard me before filling in for Steve. I'm also the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also teach in the journalism department. And I host a podcast for National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk with people around the world of politics, not about politics at all, but about our guest's favorite band or musical artists. Done 50 episodes so far. And the most recent one out yesterday, Molly Ball from Time and a CNN contributor. We talked to her, with her about the band Radiohead. You can check it out. NationalReview.com. Also, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and elsewhere. Just search for Political Beats, and you should be able to find us. We've got episodes Elton John. Our next one, I think, is going to be on Queen. I'm trying to match up with the recent film that was released. I have not seen that yet. Mixed reviews, I've heard from the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Anyway, this hour on the Steve Gruber Show, Ray Keating, chief economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Tom Giovanetti, president of the Institute for Policy Innovation, and Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Wanted to start the hour off with some audio and further discussion, because it's not going away apparently, about Stacey Abrams, the loser in the race to be Georgia governor, the Democrat there who is now claiming that it was not a fair election and trying to illegitimize the winner, Brian Kemp. So I have a couple of sound bites to start with, and then we'll get to a great piece from David French at National Review on the topic. So first cut is from yesterday, Stacey Abrams on with Chris Hayes at MSNBC. You'll hear Chris Hayes' question and then hear Stacey Abrams. This is last night with Chris Hayes on MSNBC.
Was the election in Georgia statewide a free and fair election?
It was not a free and fair election. We had thousands of Georgians who were purged from the rolls wrongly, including a 92-year-old woman who had voted in the same area since 1968, a civil rights leader. It was not fair to the thousands who were forced to wait in long lines because they were in polling places that were under-resourced. Or worse, they had no polling places to go to because more than 300 had been closed. It was not fair to the thousands that were put on hold with their registrations. And it was not fair to those who filled out absentee ballots and, depending on the county you sent it to, it either was counted or not counted, assuming you received it in time. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia this year.
Okay, I wanted you to keep all that in mind, especially that last part. Brian Kemp spent the last 8 years with a systematic dismantling of our democracy. That's a pretty big words. Now, remember, we were told, of course, we can't question elections, and if you do so, you're threatening democracy and don't illegitimize what the people have voted. Okay, but okay, Stacey Abrams, this is what she's doing. And the party supporting her and others, you know, Sherrod Brown and others, Hillary Clinton support her in this. Brian Kemp spent the last 8 years systematically dismantling our democracy. This election was not free or fair. It was not legitimate. There's been purge, polling places closed. Okay, all of it. Remember all of that. Now, listen to this cut. This is from November 4th of this year. This is from 16 days ago, literally, 2 days before the election? Yeah, it was Meet the Press on Sunday. election on Tuesday. This is from 2 days before the election. Keeping in mind what you just heard, this is Stacey Abrams with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press 2 days before the election. Cut two.
It feels as if the final debate about this election has really been about how to count the votes and who gets to vote. It hasn't been as much about some of the issues. How concerned are you that this is going to be a fair vote? I know the last time we were on, you expressed optimism that this was going to be a fair election, that you would trust the results. Do you still feel that way?
I do. We have seen unprecedented turnout in this race from people who normally do not engage and do not vote. Some of that has been driven by the conversations of voter suppression, because one of the best ways to encourage people to use something is to tell them that someone's trying to take it away. Luckily, we've had two court decisions against Brian Kemp, one that requires that absentee ballots be counted, even if the signatures aren't exactly the same, and a second one that forces him to stop using the exact match system to disqualify voters who are qualified. But what is more important is that we have talked about issues. We've talked about jobs and healthcare and education, and that's also engaging people and turning them out in waves that we have not seen in Georgia in decades.
Okay, got that? 2 days before the election, Stacey Abrams says, do you trust the process? Will it be a fair election? She says, I do trust the process. It will be fair. In fact, she goes so far in that comment 2 days before the election as to say this talk of suppression that she's been engaged in, this talk of suppression is increasing turnout and is working in her favor. That's what she said 2 days before the election. 2 days before the election, she said that her campaign and the suppression talk is engaging waves of voters we haven't seen in years. Waves of voters we haven't seen in years. That's 2 days before the election. And now, after not conceding, and now showing up all over the place, including MSNBC last night, saying that for the past 8 years, Brian Kemp has systematically dismantled our democracy, when 2 days before the election, she was saying she trusted the results, she trusted the process, and in fact, we were going to see record numbers, which we did, by the way, and that all this suppression talk was helping to turn out her vote and was working in her favor. Wow. So not only is she, you know, delegitimizing an election of Brian Kemp, the election of Brian Kemp, but she's just being disingenuous to the core. Before the election, she had no problems with what was happening. She said she trusted the results, it would be fair. And now she's saying the past 8 years have been a giant setup by Brian Kemp to dismantle Georgia's democracy. We don't have time to get to the David French piece. I will hold on to it, and maybe we'll get to it in the next hour. But it is at nationalreview.com. Brian Kemp did not steal the Georgia governor's race. We'll hit some highlights of that coming up in the next hour, but you can head over there and read it if, in fact, you have the desire. It's a great piece looking at some of those allegations that Stacey Abrams is making. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. This is the Tuesday morning, Thanksgiving week, Steve Gruber Show.
So you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement.